Hey Grand Rapids, welcome to the Grid Weekly Digest, your source for local news and media commentary for the people. Brought to you by the Grand Rapids Institute for Information Democracy, in partnership with nobody and nothing. This week we're covering the votes of Michigan Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin on two resolutions put forward by Senator Bernie Sanders to block the sale of weapons to Israel. We'll also be reflecting on the third anniversary of the GRPD murder of Patrick Loya. And we're offering a critique of the upcoming GRPD TV show on HBO. Stay till the end to hear about upcoming events and ways you can get involved in our community. On Thursday, both Michigan Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin voted no on two separate resolutions put forth by Senator Bernie Sanders to block the United States from selling more deadly weapons to Israel. The first resolution was to block the sale of 35,000 one-ton bombs to Israel, which was defeated by a vote of 15-4 to 82 against. The second resolution to block the sale of U.S. weaponry to Israel was defeated by a vote of 15-4 and 83 against. So why did the majority of the U.S. Senate vote against preventing the United States from selling more deadly weapons to Israel? Why would they vote against resolutions that would reduce the harm to Palestinians, reduce war crimes, and potentially prevent the continued genocide that is taking place in Gaza? Senator Gary Peters voted against blocking the continued sale of United States weapons to Israel, and has done so during his time in the U.S. Senate. In 2016, Grid published a piece about how Peters was following in the footsteps of Michigan Senator Carl Levin, who also was a loyal defender of Israel and Zionism. In February of 2024, many Michiganders called on Senator Peters to end United States military aid and support for Israel. Grid received a response from Senator Peters, which we wrote about, and we ended the article by saying, "In the final analysis, Senator Peters, who has been the recipient of lots of pro-Israel PAC money, completely ignores Israel's genocidal campaign against the Palestinians and will not support any efforts to reduce United States military aid to Israel, thus making the U.S. complicit in, along with Senator Peters, Israeli war crimes." The same is true with Senator Slotkin, who not only opposed these two resolutions, but as a member of the United States House of Representatives from 2019 to 2025, she consistently voted for unconditional United States support of Israel and providing billions in United States weapon sales to Israel while it has been committing genocide against the Palestinians. Both Michigan senators voted to continue the sale of United States weapons to Israel, regardless of who is in the White House, and regardless of the fact that most of the international community opposes the illegal Israeli occupation of Palestinian land, the system of racial apartheid that Israel imposes on the Palestinians, and the ongoing crime of genocide. On April 4th, we marked the three-year anniversary of Patrick Loya's murder. GRPD officer Christopher Scher stopped Patrick Loya for a traffic violation and ended up sitting on top of him and shooting him in the back of the head. Grid has published 56 written articles about the killing of Patrick Loya, which can be found linked in an article on grid.org. We think it is worth pointing out that the police murder of civilians is so normalized in the United States, especially when black and brown people are murdered. According to Mapping Violence, since 2022, the year that Patrick Loya was killed by the GRPD, there has been an average of 1,300 civilians per year killed by cops, with a disproportionate number of those being black and brown civilians. While people are up in arms about what the Trump administration is doing, we have to come to terms with the fact that for marginalized communities, it is a shit show, regardless of who sits in the White House. Speaking of the GRPD, a little over a week ago, Grid posted an article regarding the local commercial news media's coverage of All Access PD Grand Rapids, the upcoming show on HBO. We said, regardless of what the TV show producer has to say about the GRPD, black, brown, immigrant, and activist communities know better about how the GRPD really operates. These communities know that there is no real transparency or accountability since Chief Winstrom arrived. The news coverage of the upcoming TV series provides no critique of the GRPD, nor do they include critical community perspectives. The All Access PD Grand Rapids TV series should be seen for exactly what it is: pure propaganda. In the Wood TV 8 story, the reporter and the newsreaders framed the issue using GRPD's perspective. What they had to say is followed by Chief Winstrom, who creates his own narrative around the issue of trust in the community. There is one critical voice, the president of the local NAACP chapter, Clay Jackson, and his comments provide clear reasons for why he doesn't think the TV series helps to build community trust. The Channel 8 reporter also spoke with Marion Barrera Young, executive director of the Baxter Neighborhood Association, who thought that the TV series could be beneficial. It should be noted that the Baxter Neighborhood Association receives CDBG funding, and Barrera Young is also the crime prevention coordinator, which means she works directly with the GRPD. The GRPD also has a cop who works out of the Baxter Neighborhood Association, so it is unlikely that there would be any critique of the GRPD coming from this source. The WXMI-17 story from last week also has no critical perspectives, and the only source cited in the story is Chief Winstrom. In fact, the Channel 17 story is mostly about the fact that Winstrom showed the trailer for the upcoming TV series at the Public Safety Committee last Tuesday, and then Winstrom telling the reporter that the show is not scripted and it, quote, just makes us look human, end quote. Of course, the TV show about the GRPD is scripted, just like how all TV shows are scripted. The only way for any media to not be scripted is if it is live and unedited. All media is constructed, which is one of the basic principles of media literacy. The WZZM-13 story did not address the HBO Max show, but it included the same talking points from Chief Winstrom about how crime is down in Grand Rapids, specifically shootings. Unfortunately, the WZZM-13 reporter doesn't question the data, nor does the reporter ask basic questions about why shootings have decreased. The Channel 13 reporter simply takes the GRPD chief at his word, without seeking out other sources or opinions. These three stories are consistent with our news monitoring report from 2024, where the local news media rarely questioned the GRPD and often used GRPD-created narrative about what was happening in this community. It is also worth pointing out that in all of the 673 policing stories over the past 12 months, there have only been 16 stories about community-based groups doing crime prevention work. Lastly, of all these 673 stories that centered around crime, there were only 11 stories about the GRPD actually preventing crime. If you're looking for opportunities to get involved, Movimiento Cosecha GR is inviting people to participate in several upcoming actions to send a message about resisting mass deportation and to promote what the undocumented immigrant community is demanding. Cosecha GR is asking people over a four-day period from May 1st to May 4th to join their actions and to not work, to not send your kids to school, and to not shop. On May 1st, we will be marching from Clemente Park, starting at 4 p.m. On Friday, May 2nd, there will be a community solidarity gathering, a time to share food, hear music, and build community. The location for the March 2nd event is CECOM, located at 1545 Buchanan Avenue Southwest in Grand Rapids. On Saturday, May 3rd, Cosecha will be doing a salsa shutdown. May 4th does not have events planned, but we ask that you continue the boycott through the 4th. Additionally, on Monday, April 14th, there will be a crowd safety training from 6 to 8 p.m. at Oakdale Park Church, located at 961 Temple Street Southeast in Grand Rapids. We need people to attend this training for crowd safety in order to have lots of people to keep immigrants safe for the May 1st through May 4th actions that Cosecha GR has planned. Then, on Monday, April 21st, Grand Rapids Rapid Response to ICE will be hosting another training for those who want to be involved directly in the work they do, both to mobilize people to directly intervene to prevent ICE from apprehending people, and the mutual aid work, which provides a whole range of ways to practice solidarity with immigrants that have been impacted by ICE violence. The April 21st training will be held at CECOM, located at 1545 Buchanan Avenue Southwest. You must register for the April 21st training, since there is only room for 50 people. Lastly, Movimiento Cosecha and GR Rapid Response is working with No Detention Centers Michigan for an action on Thursday, April 17th, for a Community Not Cages action. The action will likely take place at one of the ICE offices in Grand Rapids to talk about the campaign of resistance against the newly acquired prison in Baldwin, Michigan, which was purchased by the GEO Group Corporation. Check the GR Rapid Response to ICE Facebook page for upcoming details. This has been your Grid Weekly Digest. Come back next week to stay up to date on the local happenings, and remember to be realistic, demand the impossible.